Yeah, very happy, very happy. She jumped great today.
Fair to say that you were slightly disappointed after part one of the competition.
Yeah, the very first day I was disappointed, and actually that fault cost me winning the competition. So yeah, I was kind of had every right to be a bit annoyed. But you know, she's jumped great all week. She's jumped fantastic, and we're just a bit unlucky the first day, really.
Any slight kicking yourself of what could have been?
Yeah, a little bit, because yeah, you're always going to look back and think, but you know, if I hadn't had that, then we could have won it. But I mean, she jumped fantastic all week, and you know, she's an unbelievable horse. So no, I'm very happy for her.
To be fair, maybe we thought we wouldn't see you in third place, so actually, it's a fantastic result.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, the course was tough today, and there wasn't many double clears, and a few ahead of me made mistakes, so that meant we jumped up. Jumped quite high up, so no, it was great. She jumped fantastic, so all we could do was jump double clear, and that's what we've done, and luckily we're on the podium.
Well, we're very proud of you. Brilliant result. Well,
thank
done.
You.
Scott, what's the plans now with this horse? Now you switched to the outdoor, presumably obviously all the roads lead to Wegg.
Yeah, she has 3 weeks break now, and then she'll start back in Le Bull and do Rome. Also, Rome's a countable Nations Cup for us, so I think she's needed there. So we jump Le Bull and Rome next.
But as an experience, your first Longines FEI World Cup final, Friday aside, you must still be pleased with what you did. Another consistent result.
Yeah, definitely. She's been such a consistent horse all year, and you know, I'm really happy, really happy. She's jumped great all week. She deserves it.